everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 16th episode of Power Rangers RPM, putting us right at the halfway mark, in or out. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! In or Out was the 16th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on July 4th, 2009. Happy Independence Day for all of the Americans out there. Written by John Telegin and directed by Mike Smith. Now, I don't remember if it was on last episode, but you'll notice that one of the executive producers listed on there was Judd Lynn.
I learned that my dear friends, Jem and Gemma, the original test operators of the Ranger Program Series hardware, survived the destruction of the Alphabet Soup Research Facility and escaped with the Golden Silver Series Morphers, which they have been using to wage a brutal and merciless campaign against Venjex in the Wasteland.
We like to shoot first and
ask questions later.
At least they're not annoying.
So what do humans need to live?
Food? Water, maybe? Or...
They just let them walk in?
You know, I don't know why I bother trying to include you two at all. I was referring to... air.
In any event... this must be the transition period. Eddie was spending a little too much money. So Disney fired him and brought in Judd Lynn to finish the series. So, oh, a little bit.
That's ridiculous, Doctor.
You must be imagining it.
No, I'm afraid it's true. My insistence on referring to each of you by your color.
She doesn't understand sarcasm.
Perfect example. And so, as your mentor.
Mentor? How can you be our mentor? Aren't we all older than you?
As your mentor, to make my feelings clear in an official capacity, I have the following announcement. Ranger Series Red, I greatly admire your honor, integrity, decision-making ability, and unusual hair. I feel lucky to have you as the leader of my team, Scott.
Whoa. Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, and a heck. A heck. A hug.
Ranger Series Yellow. As the only other female in the group, I want you to know that my feelings of fondness for you are so strong, they override even my base biological instincts to undermine and sabotage you in an effort to monopolize the attention of the males. Thank you, Summer.
Sure, Doctor. The feeling's mutual, I think.
Ranger Series Blue. Your passion, optimism, and delightfully musical, though often incomprehensible accent, are what make you the heart of the Rangers. Flynn.
Happy to help out and whatnot. Okay.
None of them are hugging her back.
Ranger Series Black. Even though you are clearly psychologically unstable, and here against your will as part of a work release agreement, I still consider you a true hero, Dylan.
Okay. He's ready for it.
You too, Ranger Series Green.
She can't say Ziggy. Love it.
The only family I've ever known. I love you all very much.
Whoa.
Can we please just pretend that didn't happen and go back to work now? Hey, hold on. What about me? What about all the nice things you wanted to say about me?
We've got a shield breach. It's an inverse vector.
Oxygen regeneration plan at gate 43.
What about my real name? It's Ziggy. Zig-E. Z-I-G-G.
Come on, Ranger, operate a series green. It's playtime.
At least Ziggy's not letting it get to him. That's cool.
That should be more than enough damage to do the trick.
In your face, sister! Stop that!
I said enough! We need to pull out before...
Before the Rangers get here?
Yeah, probably. You know, Ziggy reminds me a lot of, what do they call him, Doc, Gokaiger, with a weird fighting style and not really as good as the others. It's like him before he would be around. That's kind of cool. I wonder if the Toei saw this and was like, oh, that's a good idea. Maybe. Wow, that's a lot in the such confined space. You notice how often these two are fighting all the time? I wonder if there's some relation to it. So everyone managed to use all their special powers, right? Which means they are low on power. I like the swimming. Oh, of course. How are they not being affected by it, though?
I was not worried.
Until next time, Rangers.
Come on, we can still
catch them.
Rangers, the enemy's bugging out. Fall back to Gamma Perimeter.
Roger that, Colonel. Understood.
Our defenses.
But how can we
defeat the enemy
when the enemy
is out there?
We stay within the dome, defend the city. That's the plan.
But who
says?
I do. We've detected movement of massive Venjex troops and hardware outside the dome.
Yes, so then we should go out there and
kick some Venjex butt. Oh, yeah!
No! It's obvious that a major attack on the city is imminent. We need to divert all power to the shield. Seal out the enemy.
Sure, that sounds
like a super plan.
Wanna hear
our plan?
This outpost is 3 clicks from the main gate.
We're gonna go out there and
blow it up.
Gee, you mean sound so easy.
Picks. Oh boy. They're fun. Sir,
the damage to the oxygen regeneration plant is extensive. We'll be living only on the air in the dome for the next 30 days until we can rebuild it.
And that's why we can't afford to let it get hit again. That's why I'm going to charge up the dome shield beyond its current energy limits.
Okay, good luck.
With that,
we've got a Vengex outpost
to blow up.
Once I've overcharged the shield, I won't be able to lower it to let you two back in.
Meh.
That. Maybe they have a point. Maybe if we start launching some offensive attacks, then we can...
And put the last human city left on this earth at risk? What are you two trying to do exactly?
We're trying...
to win.
Why? What are you trying...
to do, Colonel?
Excellent. The foolish humans of here...
Yeah, they're cute, but... annoying.
Once the shields are powered up to that level, it will be hours before they can lower them again.
And by that time, it will be too late. My vacuum bot will have sucked all the air out of the city, with everyone trapped inside, unable to lower their own shields to escape.
Because I wanted to make sure you didn't have any more announcements you wanted to make.
No, Ranger Series Green.
Maybe something of a more personal nature. Maybe something or someone you forgot to mention.
No, I don't think so.
Well, probably because Red really did feel
this is fun.
Or him. And that would make it harder for you to express.
Scott, Summer.
Hey, Doc, come check this out. Now, here's the movement of the Vengex troops we've been tracking, and down here's the outpost that Jem and Gemma went to hit. Now, what's this line running from here to here under the city?
It's a prehistoric underground riverbed. It only shows up on the geological survey maps.
Well, Vengex could never get troops into the city through there.
Wait, what if he's not trying to get troops in? What if they're trying to take something out?
What's the reading, Higgs?
We just need to expel half a percentage more nitrogen and then air levels will be optimal.
Okay, prepare to seal all gates and surge all available power supplies towards the shield.
I am by regulation dictated to remind the Colonel, sir, that overcharging the shields will mean losing the ability to raise or lower the city shield for several hours, sir.
It's so cool when Scott is smart.
Overcharge the shield. Sir, we're losing optimal air.
Seal all gates. Overcharge the shield.
Seal all gates. Overcharge the shield. Repeat. Overcharging of shield has been authorized.
Well, good job, Captain.
Dad, listen to me. Jem and Gemma were right. We can't just hide in here.
Son, you know the plan.
Yeah, I know the plan. This time I ain't just following you.
Let's go!
Oh, he's gonna help them, I guess? Wait, why did he have to drive out to the captain?
Sir, the shields are overcharged. We won't be able to lower them for at least a few hours.
Why didn't Dr. K or somebody, like, radio them? They can do that, you know? Oh, you finally figured it out. Good job, Dad.
What do you suppose?
It is. Hey, maybe I can shine some light on that.
Scott!
So glad you
could make it. Why the change?
I'm hard.
New information. Vengex is planning to suck the oxygen supply out of the city. From there.
That would explain.
The two.
Look, we need to split up. Jem, you distract the grinders. Gemma, you come with me.
Oh, no, we don't ever
split up.
It's the first time for everything.
Okay, here we go.
Watch it.
How are they not noticed? Jeez. We still haven't seen gold and silver actually morph yet. Have you noticed that?
Let's go.
on the shield power.
Sir, there's no way.
Colonel, I'm showing oxygen levels beginning to drop in the dome's upper atmosphere.
Scott was right.
So were Jem and Gemma.
We have to get out there and help them stop Venjex now.
It'll be hours before I can pull enough energy away from the grid to lower the shields.
We don't have hours, Colonel.
There's no way out.
No, there's one way. Station 19, remember, Dylan? Advanced propane gas, even when the shields are up.
I thought that was only at dawn.
But we can reset the city's atomic clock. Reset it all for dawn.
Let's do it.
There's only one problem. With the shields overcharged, the flame burst will be firing at a rate 200 times faster than normal. Then we
faster. Are they containing it in something?
Listen to me. If we plan to triangulate our fire, then we can.
Uh-oh. This could be bad.
This is it. It's the only way out.
Why would you just call me by my first name?
We've got to go through. We've got no choice.
Good. Then we can stop talking and get to it.
I mean, Ziggy, is that so hard?
Would you get your head in the game, man?
Ready?
Ready! RPN! Get in gear!
Couldn't Dylan use his shield for a minute and get them through, help them get through? No, probably not. Because he could only block one of them, probably. Oh, the explosion. Oh, because of the gas. Yeah, that's not good. Science, folks. You know, it's not too often science can be used correctly in Power Rangers. Why didn't they all run through there? Oh, it worked for him.
Okay, Ranger Series Green, who also answers to the name Ziggy, is initiating his teleport thing. Hey, I made it.
Whoa, it worked.
Series Green, I suggest you move to another location immediately.
Oh no. See, I'm not moving anywhere until you call me by my real name. Ziggy,
come on.
I mean, seriously, am I asking too much?
Yes. Evidently. I would also like to point out that we have yet to see any Sentai footage in this episode. Well, that was kind of cool. What was that power? Oh! She's angry.
Gotcha. Hey, guys! Oh! Wait right there, okay? Be right back.
Hey, oh, sure. My pleasure. Just go and be destroyed.
What? Hey, here's some Sentai footage. Well, huh? Oh, we've already got a Megazord out there. How did the Zords get out there? Did they... I'm confused. Weren't they in the dome? down morphing? Okay. Is this legal? Oh, they have to turn it because there's no way they could get the arms to do what needed to be done for that. Fun! But still weird. How did the Zords get out of the dome?
Post-mission debriefings. Scott, as usual, your judgment and leadership were impeccable. Summer, you served admirably as leader in Scott's brief absence, and I love those shoes. Flynn,
shoes.
Dylan, you showed amazing courage. Gemma, you guys have made me proud.
She's smiling. No.
Sector 27. Come on, this could be the last time you ever see me.
Oh, poor Ziggy. She looked like she was so happy to tell him, too. Okay, so yes, Jim and Gemma are very annoying. I will grant you that. And ironically, their plan worked. So that's also ironic, which I'm using the word ironic a lot. I need to stop doing that. Overall, I thought that was a pretty good episode. Ziggy was letting that get to him way too much. But that is par for the course for Ziggy's character, so I guess that works. And the only thing I'm questioning is how the Zords got outside of the dome. If nothing else could get outside of there. And the Rangers had to do so much just to get on the outside. How did they get their Zords out there? I don't know. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening or watching. Next time, we'll be watching the 17th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Prisoners. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.